CQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate failed to pass a measure to end the shutdown again, now in its third week. Lawmakers leaving for the weekend. Earlier, Senator Mitch McConnell suffering a fall at the Capitol. ABC's Perry Russum says he's okay.
He was walking in the hallway when two volunteers who were asking him questions about ICE approached. He then fell to the ground. This is not the first time the senator has fallen. He fell back in February. Also back in February, the 83-year-old senator from Kentucky announced that he would not be seeking re-election.
The Red Cross says it's helped transfer 30 bodies from Israeli authorities to the Hamas-run Gaza Ministry. In all, Israel has returned 120 bodies since the ceasefire began. Israel continues to say Hamas has yet to return all deceased hostages. John Bolton, former national security advisor under the first Trump administration, is expected to face a federal indictment later today. Sources tell ABC News. Prosecutors in Maryland say it's over his alleged mishandling of classified documents. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The City of Park Falls would like you to know that Howard Disposal will be placing tags on garbage/recycling containers when there is an issue. Issues can include where the container is placed, if it is overfull, or if it contains materials that are not acceptable. If you receive a tag, residents will need to contact Howard Disposal with the number provided to resolve the issue and to assure that the service will resume. For information on what materials are appropriate for recycling, you can go to cityofparkfalls.com. We spoke with Fifield Lions President Gary Griesel about the upcoming Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Fair.
Our last event coming up here is the Fifield Fall Festival of Crafts and Bake Fair. It's coming up on October 18th. It's going to be at the Fifield Fire Hall, and this is an annual event. We do this jointly with the Fifield Congregational Church and the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters. The day is filled with great things. They have all kinds of crafters and stuff. It's a great time to start your Christmas shopping. There's some unique things there. We have a soup and sandwich lunch put on by the Fifield Lions, and I can tell you, the soups are delicious. And then we're doing our fall events raffle drawing that day. We're going to do it right around 4:30. And I got to thank Carl from C&R Power Sports for donating the first prize. It's a 99 ZR Articat snowmobile is the first prize. Tickets are $10 or 3 for $20, and they're at many of the local businesses in Fifield, and then even some around Park Falls. And then you can also, if you do need tickets and you can't find them in an establishment, if they call me at 715-661-2990.
As a reminder, that event is taking place Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Fifield Fire Station. Eight candidates want to challenge incumbent 6th Congressional District Representative Glenn Grothman. Lisa Hale looks at one.
The Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District in Wisconsin is over 10 months away. However, there are already 9 declared candidates. One of those candidates is Aaron Wojciechowski of Oshkosh, and he's no stranger to the political process. Wojciechowski, 28, is often referred to as Wojo. He made his first political run at the age of 19, serving on the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors, then on the Oshkosh Common Council. He said he wasn't going to run for office again, but caught the inspiration to do so during a No Kings rally earlier this year.
But in that moment, I thought, you know, if not me, then who? And if not now, when?
Wojciechowski says his major platform issue is affordability.
Everywhere you go, who you talk to, regardless of their politics, it's, you know, my rent has gotten higher, my electricity's gotten higher, groceries are still going up, gas is going up. Life is becoming too unaffordable for anyone in low-income, middle-class to afford.
A former teacher in the Oshkosh Area School District and current Assistant Director of Student Activities at Lawrence University, Wojciechowski says he will stand out from the 6 other Democratic candidates in the primary.
one of the things I've always led with is empathy. And I think we need more of that, less of this divisiveness, less of this name calling and just, you know, fiery rhetoric that is leading to violence. We need someone who can kind of simmer people down, bring people together and have these meaningful conversations.
The seven Democrats running for the 6th congressional district will face off in a Democratic primary on August 11th. On the Republican side, incumbent Glenn Grothman faces a challenge from Jonathan Peets. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Lapa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Monaco Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Monaco Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely for your Thursday afternoon. You may hear a rumble of thunder as well. Highs will be in the upper 50s, close to 60, and a breezy southeast wind. Tonight, a few showers, clouds, and lower 50s. A few more showers Friday and lower 70s. Right now, it's 54. 98Q Country.
Yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh.
You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple $1 million. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat, it could buy me a truck to pull, it can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel. It can buy me a boat, it can buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Buy me a boat.
Q Country. On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. We're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool. With a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, he Hey, buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. As good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I've fallen out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy, there's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up, I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. In these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees, I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. For my demons, but angels only meet you where you are, and I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope that somehow you can make a heart of gold from this heart of stone. From this heart of stone. This heart.
Hey y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
98Q Country.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Six days on the road on 98.3 FM, 98Q Country. I've swapped over. We are live on the scene here behind the high school in Park Falls in prep for the conference cross country meet. I've got Joel here with me. How's
man
going,
on the
Joel?
Move, Greg Gunderson.
Yeah, a little bit. I was actually joking with Joel earlier. Like, I think I should reference the fact that I'm going to sound very different shortly, but I left you to discover that. The afternoon show continues. We'll be broadcasting live here from the cross-country meet behind the school right here in Park Falls.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a good way to spend this pleasant, albeit a little bit breezy afternoon, it's actually perfect viewing weather. I'm in a vest, not a jacket.
Yeah, double, maybe triple layer if you're wimpy like I am, but maybe a light pair of gloves, but it's fine, bag. It's perfect running weather. I was just talking with, I saw Coach Patterson, I saw Stephanie Hurt-Rader, athletic director. For fans, it's a little bit cool. For runners, perfect. This is perfection right here.
Are you a past runner?
I am. I ran for my brothers, my three older brothers, a lot. I was a baseball guy. But we've been covering cross country a long time. I was down in Rapids many times, of course, doing the state meet. And there's a lot of excitement with this today because this is the Merrillwood Conference meet. More on that in a moment. But we invite people to come on down right behind the high school, the back entrance of the high school. You can park. There's a concession stand here. You can support the cross country team that way. And there'll be a medal ceremony right in the back parking lot. You'll see it as you come in. All the buses are here, Gray, the Merrillwood teams from Edgar, Stratford, Marathon. Not just Merrillwood teams, Gray, but these are some of the top teams in the state. I think Mary said the top three teams, I believe, in Division III are here at the Merrillwood statewide. So you got Rib Lake Prentice, who finished second in the state last year as a team, and most everybody is back. They're going to be tough, and that's on the boys' side. On the girls' side, you've got Phillips and Shawamigan, which are both would be favorites next week in sectionals to move on. So you not only got conference honors on the line here, Gray, but you've got some of the top runners in the state here also.
Joel, I am so glad you're here right now because I am not a pass runner, and I could prove that with a brief jog and let the laughter be your guide.
Well, this Merriwood Conference has quite a history, Greg. It goes all the way back to 1970. Now, Riblake and Prentice were a part of that back then. Shawamigan didn't join it until much later as all the conferences were realigned. But when you look at the cross-country titles, the Shawamigan boys have won 7 cross-country titles just in the short time they've been in the Merriwood. Phillips has won 3. Riblake Prentice has won 1. Riblake actually has 9 individual titles back in the 80s when they were really a strong team. But now they've combined, of course. On the girls' side, Shawamigan's won a couple Merriwood titles. Phillips has won 3. Prentice has won 3. Riblake has won 3 kind of back in the early days. But the favorites today, Gray, I guess if you were, say, coming into this, on the girls' side, Phillips would be a heavy favorite for the conference here. And we'll talk more with the coaches about that. On the boys' side, Riblake, Prentice, and Phillips are very, very strong. They'll be contested by the Marathon Edgar Stratford. Don't get me wrong on that. There will be probably some pretty close point totals. Riblake, Prentice won their first ever Merriwood title last year in this conference meet that was not here. So I would say Riblake Prentice, from talking with Coach Olson, other coaches, they're the favorite. They're the favorite to win the boys' side. The girls could be interesting. I think there's 3 or 4 that got a decent shot at winning this today.
Well, when you've got a heavy favorite and you've got other teams that can compete, that means, technically speaking, if nothing else, an upset is possible. And the only guarantee is a fun time watching. So I believe that'll be kicking off right when I would normally start inundating people with football info, yeah, right about that 4 o'clock mark. Yeah. That will not be happening today because we've got better things to do, like yeah, you usually do.
Yeah, I think the boys at 4, and then that runs about, takes about 18, 20 minutes. So then about 4:30, 4:40, the girls will go, and then the awards will probably be sometime a little bit after 5 o'clock if you want to come down for the awards ceremony. They would appreciate any support from fans cheering them on. Obviously, cross country, not a big spectator sport throughout the year. A lot of times they're running in front of grandparents and family. So anyone who can come down here and just grab a lawn chair, put on a sweatshirt, grab something out of concession stand, and cheering on these athletes from Riblake, Prentice, Shawamigan, Phillips, and all the other Merriwood schools. It's going to be a nice afternoon, and really great for October 16th. We'll take this weather right here. Well, you and I being fans, we'll take it.
I would take a bulk order and just evenly sprinkle it. If every October 16th the rest of my life was, yeah, I'd be just okay. Well, we'll be back, Joel and I, here behind the school at the conference cross-country meet right here in Park Falls. Excellent viewing opportunities, underrated as a spectator sport. And stop by. We're under the Civic Media canopy next to the bright red Civic Media car. Feel free to stop by and say hi. And stay tuned as we pull in people for interviews, maybe athletes, maybe coaches, maybe not. We'll have to see. Country music, that's a guarantee. Coming up next as we send it back to the studio on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Have your trouble balancing your books? Fear not. MVB is here. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping brings affordable, secure, stress-free service right to your screen. No suits, no pressure, just solid numbers that make sense. Whether you're behind, overwhelmed, or just tired of guessing, MVB has your back. Call 813-562-1839 today. That's 813-562-1839. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping. Making your numbers behave so you don't have to. Visit mainsvrbookkeeper.com now for all your accounting and bookkeeping needs. Get control, stay focused, and let MVB handle the math.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely for your Thursday afternoon. You may hear a rumble of thunder as well. Highs will be in the upper 50s, close to 60, and a breezy southeast wind. Tonight, a few showers, clouds, and lower 50s. A few more showers Friday and lower 70s. Right now, it's 54.
98Q Country.
Sound FM on radio. Yeah. Just me and you. And
drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you make me wanna. Better than to wear that dress, it ought to be against the law. You know it should. Plain and simple, girl, them dimples know just how to turn me on. But now, baby, don't you look at me that way. 'Cause you know there's all. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you make me wanna. Stop, I'm gonna. You make me wanna pull this truck to the side of the road. Slide on over, let me hold your clothes until you hear everything I'm thinking. Hop on out, let the tailgate fall. Get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you make. Sound FM on the radio.
Afternoons never sounded so good.
98 Q Country.
I don't know why I act the way I do. Like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have. But sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down might lead, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The urge to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The urge to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Girl, I know there's times you must have thought there ain't a line you've drawn I haven't crossed. But you set your mind to see this.
this love on through. I guess that's just the cowboy in you. We ride and never worry about the fall. I guess that's just the cowboy in us all. Off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. Your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98 Q Country.
It ain't no surprise. Sparks start a flying like the 4th of July. She gets me so hot and my heart starts a popping. We get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. news, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not ought to take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, and it ain't no joke. Sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She goes off with a great big bang. Boys, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. When she takes off, you better hang on tight. She's a blonde bottle rocket in the middle of the night. When she makes love, she's a heart attacker. My little darling is a firecracker. Might not ought to take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. She's a light of my life. Oh, oh. Yeah, we got a good thing going and it feels so right. Well, she's a firecracker, she's a light of my life. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. She's a light of my life. She's a firecracker. She's a light of my life. Firecracker, firecracker.
That was Firecracker on 98Q Country. Gray here with you live with Joel right behind the high school here in Park Falls for the Shawamigan, well, the whole cross-country meet that's happening here today.
The whole Merriwood Conference, the buses are here. And the Merriwood Conference stretches, of course, all the way down to Wisconsin Rapids. Wisconsin Rapids Assumption and Newman Catholic, so it reaches a large area, that is for sure. They're all here, and the Merriwood Conference is... always been one of the toughest when it comes to cross country, and Mary Patterson always said in past years they eliminated the regionals. Now it goes right to sectionals and state, but in the past years when we've had regionals, the conference meet was always tougher than the regionals because you had a lot of big schools, so it was always a good warm-up. And this will be a good warm-up for sectionals, which is a week from Saturday in Phillips, and we're going to have some live stuff from that event also in Phillips. But a nice crowd out here. The Madrigals are going to do the national anthem. We're going to do our best to get that on the air. It's a little bit breezy, right? A little bit.
It is. I may or may not be holding a bandana up on the wind side of the microphone right now. You're doing okay, though, over there with your back to the wind. But it's not enough. I'll tell you what, when Joel and I are comfortable, that means there's not much threatening weather-wise, because we're about as bad as it gets. I won't tell you how many layers I'm wearing, but I will tell you, you won't need as many as I've got. So you can come be comfortable, enjoy this underrated viewing experience here behind the school right now.
You can even sit in your car if you want to. I mean, you don't have to get out. If you get cold, you can jump in your car and still see everything going on. Support the concession stand here, raising funds for the cross country. Also, the coaches meeting has completed. So that means our national anthem, and the Madrigals are going to do the national anthem. We're going to hopefully get that on the air here in just a little bit. So the boys, Gray, will run at 4 o'clock. That'll take, it's usually 18 to 22 minutes in that range that they finish. And then 4:30, 4:45, we'll have the girls that'll follow that. And we have a student who requested to come on the air. That always scares me a little bit.
Indeed.
But Blake Brandenburg, I got that right, Blake? I got your last name, Brandenburg?
Yep, Brandenburg.
All right. What year are you here, Blake?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay. All right. Are you a cross-country runner, or are you just a general sports supporter, or how would you label yourself?
Uh, spectator.
Okay.
Yep, we're here to sing the national anthem.
All right, with the Madrigal Singers?
Yep, with under the composure of Mark Donner.
All right, you guys has preparations already begun for the Madrigal presentation? Are you guys working on that already?
Yep, practices started September.
Okay, and Madrigals will be what, the first week or two of December? Is that when the performances are?
Yep, the first weekend of December.
All right, so look for tickets to be involved with that. You've been in Madrigals last year too, Blake?
Yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah, it sounds like Mr. Donner's a pretty good guy to work with, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Well, enjoy the day out here. Thanks for coming out and supporting, and sing loud. We'll have you on the radio here in a little bit, okay?
Yep, that sounds like fun. Thank you.
All right, you bet, Blake. One of the students out here, and that's what it's all about. Not only just the runner's grade, but you get the Madrigals involved, you get the concession stand going here, and it really becomes a little community event and a big honor to host the Merriwood here.
Yes, and it looks like a bit of a multi-sport moment, too, here as football practice is letting out here. So I'm seeing some shoulder pads and helmets making their way through the crowd here, and families gain in size a little bit here, and spectators pop up a little bit here. It's funny, Joel, it feels like nobody's shown up, but there's about three times as many people here as there were five minutes ago.
It's a huge area. I mean, there's probably 200-300 people spread out all around here.
And it looks like we're making our way over to the national anthem right now.
Yeah, you bet. No, that's perfect right there. That's perfect. So we're going to get the Madrigals in just a moment here. So the Merriwood Conference Cross-Country Meet is where we're at, right behind the high school here, Shawamigan High School, in Park Falls. Come on down. Swing on down in the parking lot. Grab a little bite to eat, concession stand, and support the runners. And Mr. Mark Donner is going to do the presentation and direct the Madrigals here in our national anthem in just a moment. This Merriwood Conference going strong since 1970. There have been a lot of different teams that have come in and out of this conference from 1970. Shawamigan Phillips did not join that conference until I think the early mid 2005 range. I may or may not be really close on that, but I know they were part of the Great Northern with Lakeland, Tomahawk, Medford.
You were within 5 years on that, I think.
Yeah, pretty close in there. And then the Merriwood Conference became a part of the sports schedule, and so much history. So they're doing a little tuning. Mr. Donner will tell me when he's ready to go here, and we're going to get the man. We're going to get the Madrigals on the air for you. The Shawamigan cross-country legacy is known statewide. Hall of Fame coach Mary Patterson, of course, with the Shawamigan track team, a long, long time coach. So, all right, Mr. Donner is going to jump on, I think, the speaker here in just a little bit. And we're going to get the Madrigals a little on-air time here, Greg, because they deserve it. They do such a great, great show they put on in December with the meal and everything that goes with it.
Okay.
We're live at the Shawamigan High School. Let's listen in to the Madrigal Singers here on 98Q Country, our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what the valley we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's rocket above bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
All right. Fabulous, as always, the history and tradition of the choir department at Shawamigan High School equaled maybe only by the tradition and history of the cross-country program with Mrs. Patterson. Just a great, great rendition there.
That the musical talent, I'll harp on it any chance I get, Joel. We've got way more musical talent than any low population area should ever have. I don't get it. Whether it's bluegrass music or beautiful singing, it's to be found everywhere here.
So. Yep, and there's so many teachers like Mr. Donner and now Mrs. Kirch, who is helping with the choir program, also with the band department, and Pat Pollock and John Hinckley. It goes back to many, many years, a musical tradition and a cross-country tradition. The boys will be first up, I believe, and they'll be taking off here in just a little bit. What we're going to do is we're going to kind of come back once the boys are done and maybe try to get a couple interviews here and there, but the coaches will be very heavily involved with getting the girls out on the course then, too. Most of our interviews will be after the events are completely done because we don't want to interrupt the coaches or the players. It's an hour-long preparation, Gray, for a cross-country meet. I pulled in here at 3 o'clock, and all the buses were already here. Everyone was already walking the track. So it's not like they just show up 10 minutes before and they say, all right, kick their legs up, let's run. No, there's a long preparation that goes into a cross-country meet because you're running 3.2 miles at a pretty good pace here.
Well, you and I were here early, and I can only put it that it still felt like I was late because everybody was in such momentum. And the prep is culminating here. I believe we were about 20 minutes was the plan between the start of the first race and the national anthem.
Right,
so we've got a
right.
little bit of time, but we'll be back briefly here on 98Q and broadcasting live indeterminate amount of time, past 5 o'clock, to be sure.
I think, Gray, because the Brewers are starting at 4:30, I think what we're going to do is we're going to jump over to Trail Mix right away because the Brewers are coming out at 4:30. So for those of you who want to hear updates on cross-country, we're going to be on Trail Mix 103.1, trailmix.fm, and on the Civic Media app because Brewer Baseball pregame starts at 4:30, and that's right around the time I think we want to come back on again and give you an update. So, okay,
perfect. Still no better option than being right here, but otherwise tune in on Trail Mix 103.1, our sister station out of Park Falls. For now, sending it back to the studio on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. $5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-969-1199. That's 800-969-1199. 800-969-1199.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
98Q Country.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. And I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM.